The American Republic, Chapter 3, Section 1. Early English Settlements. In the summer of 1588, Spanish warships sailed toward the coast of England. King Philip II of Spain had sent the Armada, or war fleet, of 132 ships to invade England. With 30,000 troops and 2,400 guns, the Spanish Armada was the mightiest naval force the world had ever seen. Yet the smaller, swifter English ships won the battle. The Spanish Armada fled north to Scotland, where violent storms destroyed and scattered the fleet. Only about one half of the Spanish ships straggled home. England in America. England and Spain had been heading toward war for years. Trading rivalry and religious differences divided the two countries. King Philip II, who ruled Spain from 1556 to 1598, was a powerful monarch and a strong defender of the Catholic faith. He wanted to put a Catholic ruler on the throne of England and bring the country back to the Catholic Church. King Philip did not consider Queen Elizabeth, a Protestant, the rightful ruler of England. Attacks on Spanish ships and ports by such English adventurers as Sir Francis Drake angered Philip. He thought that Queen Elizabeth should punish Drake for his raids. Instead, she honored Drake with a knighthood. Philip sent the Spanish Armada to conquer England, but it failed completely. Although war between England and Spain continued until 1604, the defeat of the Armada marked the end of Spanish control of the seas. Now the way was clear for England and other nations to start colonies in North America. The Lost Colony of Roanoke. The English had made several attempts to establish a base on the other side of the Atlantic before their victory over Spain. In 1583, Sir Humphrey Gilbert claimed Newfoundland for Queen Elizabeth. Then he sailed south along the coast looking for a place to establish a colony. Before finding a site, he died at sea. The following year, Queen Elizabeth gave Sir Walter Raleigh the right to claim land in North America. Raleigh sent an expedition to look for a good place to settle. His scouts returned with an enthusiastic report of Roanoke Island, off the coast of present-day North Carolina. In 1584, Raleigh sent about 100 men to settle on Roanoke Island. After a difficult winter on the island, the unhappy colonists decided to return to England. In 1587, Raleigh tried again, sending 91 men, 17 women, and 9 children to Roanoke. John White, a mapmaker and artist, led the group. Shortly after arriving on the island, White's daughter gave birth. This baby, named Virginia Dare, was the first English child born in North America. White explored the area and drew pictures of what he saw. He and other explorers described the towns of the Native Americans who lived in the area. Their towns are small and few. A village may contain but 10 or 12 houses. Some perhaps as many as 20. The new settlers began building a colony. They needed many supplies, however, and White sailed to England for the supplies and to recruit more settlers. Although he had hoped to be back within a few months, the war with Spain delayed his return for nearly 3 years. When White finally returned to Roanoke, he found it deserted. The only clue to the fate of the settlers was the word Croatoan carved on a gatepost. White thought the colonists must have gone to Croatoan Island, about 50 miles to the south. Bad weather kept White from investigating. The Roanoke colonists were never seen again.